Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hi, this is Jonathan Goldman, and the date is May 9th, 2007, and you're here at HealthyLife.net. This is a radio show, an internet radio show, for anyone who is saying, oh, gee, is this like a dial-in conference call? No, this is an internet radio show. That's how you hear it, folks. And for those who've been calling in trying to get on the conference call other times, this is not one of them. This is an actual internet radio show, the Healing Sounds Show. With me, I am your host, and I am Jonathan Goldman, and I trust you're having a real good day. It has been extraordinarily busy for me. I just have to tell you, tomorrow I'm leaving for the World Sound Healing Conference early in the morning. Yesterday I sent out my new book to Hay House called The Seven Secrets of Sound Healing, which is really a pretty neat book. And I also just yesterday we sent out a brand new CD called De-Stress that'll be out in the stores probably in about a month or so. So it's all sort of been this, you know, culmination of energy and stuff, and been really, I don't know if it's just me, but I bet you almost everybody that I've talked to has been talking about how the time and the space has really been, you know, you're like folding in on each other, so things are going a whole lot faster than anyone seems to remember. Okay, well, today I'm very excited about today, because particularly in the show, because particularly we have a guest who is a very, very dear friend of mine who's going to be calling in just a few minutes, and his name is Stephen Halpern, and most of you will know of Stephen's work beforehand, and if you don't, well, you're going to find out about it on the show today. In the interim, I'm going to just play, because we're going to be playing a little Stephen's music as we talk about the various activities that will be going on, you know, in the world of sound, because he and I, you know, he's been in this field actually even longer than I have, which makes us both, at this point, probably elders in the field of sound healing, and we'll be discussing some aspects of just using sound for healing, the changes that have been going on in this field. And right now what I'm going to do is, you can hear a little beep going on perhaps in the background. Incidentally, for those of you who want to call in, and we can take the call, the listener call-in number is 800-555-5453. Once again, that's 800-555-5453. One more time, if you're writing it down, you got a question or a thought. 800-555-5453. And that is the listener call-in. So if you're listening and you got a question for myself or Stephen, give us a call. He'll be beaming in and beeping in pretty soon. In the interim, I'm just going to play something to just honor a whole lot of different energies. And this is from a recording I did called Holy Harmony, which features an ancient name for the Christ energy coupled with these healing code frequencies that are done on tuning forks. And we'll listen to this, you know, for a minute or two as we go out and wait for Stephen to call, and enjoy.
Ah. your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Gingivitis, gum disease, words you don't want in your mouth. But according to the American Dental Association, 3 out of every 4 adults will develop gum disease. Now there's an all-natural way to fight back. Introducing the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies. Developed by a dentist and clinically tested by a leading university, the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies Daily Oral Rinse and Toothpaste was proven to kill the germs that cause gum disease better than the leading brands. Regular use was proven to reduce gingivitis and bleeding gums. The Natural Dentist contains herbs like echinacea and aloe vera and has no alcohol or sugar or harsh chemicals. The Natural Dentist is guaranteed to work or your money back. You can find the Natural Dentist at most drug and health stores, including Trader Joe's, Save-On, Walgreens, and Long's Drug Stores, as well as most health stores, including Whole Foods Markets and Wild Oats. Call 800-615-6895 or visit www.thenaturaldentist.com for more info.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
This is Jonathan Goldman, and you are here at HealthyLife.net Radio on the Healing Sound Show with my special guest today, May 9th, 2007. My guest is Stephen Halpern. Okay, I'm going to read a short little bio for Stephen, although I'm sure many of you know about him. Stephen is an award-winning composer and recording artist whose music transmits an aura of love and healing. A pioneering sound healer, author, and workshop leader, his best-selling recordings like Chakra Suite and his seminal book Sound Health have helped bring sound healing into the mainstream. As well as an accepted component of complementary and alternative health care, sound healing really is one of the major aspects of Stephen's contribution on this planet thus far. And I welcome you, Stephen. Hi.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes. Well, Stephen, if I can just, for a moment, as a background, just sort of acknowledge and honor my debt to you as not only a friend, but as a mentor and a teacher, because back in the very, very early 1980s when I was called to really get into finding out about sound and music as healing modalities, I remember going into a store, and about the only music that existed that was really focused on healing was your music, and you had written a book at the time called Sound Health that literally changed my life, talking about the importance of resonance, talking about cymatics, and talking about all these other things. So a lot of people may know about your music, but a lot of people may not be aware of your really extraordinary and important pioneering work in this now flourishing field of sound healing.
Well, thank you, and I agree. It's amazing how many people don't know about the other things. It's kind of working behind the scenes, but that's been all part of my my dharma and what I've been called to do.
Well,
you know, when I started working with the concept of the healing powers of music in the early 1970s, the response I got from book publishers and from stores and from radio people was, what? What are you talking about? Music is about entertainment, or it's about classical structure and forms of composition that were established hundreds of years ago. We're not interested in the healing power of music. So I needed to work to establish a viability and an objective basis that people would take the field for real, because it was, in, as Ram Dass said, it's in your enlightened self-interest, because as you educate people about the field in general, obviously they will also appreciate the new music that you are composing. So it was all part of the same thing. I really had no choice. I was, in fact, very clearly, I was not allowed to just sit in my home studio and compose and just keep it to a small, isolated audience. I had no choice but to expand, and that changed my life, because I had been living a pretty cloistered existence, and suddenly I was thrust out into the public, and this was something I hadn't really been trained for, but that was what the gig was, and we went with it.
Stephen, I got a question for you. I've got a number of questions for you, but it's just a real joy to have this here. Well, Buddha had his awakening under the Bodhi tree. My awakening came in a rock club in Marshfield, Massachusetts. What was your awakening in terms of music? Do you have a story about that?
Well, I have a couple stories. There were some initial moments, late high school, reading a story about Edgar Cayce, the sleeping prophet, who was describing the use of music in the healing temples of ancient Egypt. And when I read that, a light went on in my head. I said, yes, that's right. How come nobody's working with that now? And that helped start me on a vision quest, as it were, but there was very little information available to the public. When I got to college, I had some other experiences, and some of the teachers that I met put me in touch with ancient yogic traditions and certain chapters and certain books that were not generally available to the public that talked about the sacred power of names and the sacred power of vibration and the work of Gurdjieff and the power of sound to change consciousness and to affect healing. But it really wasn't until I came out to California on what I thought was a two-week break from undergraduate school before I went back to a graduate program at the University of Buffalo, that I was hitchhiking to what I thought was my visit to the William Blake Museum at the University of Santa Cruz. I was taken instead to a place where they said there were people who study Zen and astrology, and that's really where I should go visit. Turned out that that place wasn't there, but I was mistaken for a job applicant. I was invited to apply for a job and said, come back in a couple hours, and while you're waiting, you could walk about a mile down the road. There's kind of a... it wasn't a park. It turned out it was a power place for the Native Americans, and it was a sacred redwood grove. I walked down the mile path. I find myself sitting in a very deep meditation, and without warning, as it were, I am in another state. I start hearing the music, and in my head, I'm hearing, this is the music that you've been searching for. This is healing. This is what healing music sounds like, and your job is to help get this out to the world. Now, I'm a trumpet player. I'm a guitar player. I'm not really a piano player at this point. I finish the meditation. I could see by the sun. There's a couple hours later. I go back to the place where I think I'm supposed to meet these people. I go to the wrong building. They're not there. There's a piano. I sit down, and almost in a trance, and just automatically this music starts flowing out of me, and in about 20 minutes I open my eyes and I see 12 people sitting on the floor doing yoga in meditation, and they said, who is this guy, and where did he learn how to play music like that? And that's when I knew that something new was happening, and they said, this is the guy that's applying for the job, and someone else says, hire him. And my life changed. I called my friends back in Buffalo. I said, I'm not coming back. I'm not going to graduate school. I'm going to live it and just be right here. And that was the day I really started hearing clearly what I had been sensing in meditation, sensing in dream, and suddenly it was in front of me. And when I sat at the piano, I was able to start manifesting the sounds I was hearing in my head. And that's really how I started learning how to compose from a state of deep peace, of deep meditation, which is very different than the music I was playing as a jazz and rock and blues musician in various other energetic states.
You know, do you remember what day that was?
Not exactly, but it had to be about 2 weeks after 11-11, which is when I got on a plane, November 11th, 1969. Mm. So I don't know exactly which day, but it was before Thanksgiving, and it was right around there. And that's when my life changed.
Interesting. Yeah, I, you know, strange experience that I had that sort of opened me up. I don't have a clue about the date, and so for me, I won't ever know, and it's probably not that important. But what is important is that, you know, you've been named, I think, one of keyboard players' most influential, you know, musicians, something like that. I know you have some,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of different honors. And, you know, distinctly, one can hear 5 seconds of your playing and know that that is Stephen Halpern. And it's really quite an extraordinary gift to be able to do that. And I think when we come back from our break, maybe you could tell us a little bit about who, what, where, when, and how. I mean, you already have, but I thought it'd be kind of nice to just play a little bit of your music right now. And we've got your fabulous Chakra Suite in front of us. And any recommendation for a chakra we should listen to, Stephen?
Sure. Well, we start with chakra number one.
Okay.
That's probably the easiest.
And let's see. Well, let me just pop that on for our listeners, and then maybe when we get back, you can tell us a little bit about how you created this music, because this was for me, when I first heard this, and this has now been a digitally redubbed and remastered and recreated thing, but when you first did this, it literally changed my life. So for those of you who haven't heard Stephen Halpern before, this is from his Chakra Suite. This is the very first chakra. Just close your eyes and relax and enjoy the extraordinary etheric beauty of this. And then we'll go into a commercial, and then we will be back with Stephen Halpern here on the Healing Sounds Show with Jonathan Goldman. All right, on HealthyLife.net.
Healing pioneer Jonathan Goldman comes the international bestseller Healing Sounds. Learn how you can use sound and music for healing and self-transformation.
The book is easy to understand with many helpful exercises that you can use yourself. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reading Healing Sounds will change your life.
Water. In the hot summer sun, water is a natural thought, like relaxing at the beach with the waves lapping at your feet, or perhaps being with your significant other under a secluded, gently cascading waterfall. If you want a little more action, how about water skiing or boating on an icy, clear blue lake? With Expedia.com, everything you need for travel, flights, hotels, cruises, vacation packages, they have it all at a price you can afford. Go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Expedia.com.
Are you pregnant or have small children? Or do you just want to reduce stress? Dolphin Dreams has the sounds of ocean, heartbeats, choral voices, and dolphins. Vogue magazine said of this very special CD, reduce stress without Valium. Try it for yourself, your friends, or your children. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764 for Dolphin Dreams.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
From an ancient sound tradition comes Reiki Chants, the award-winning new CD from Jonathan Goldman, encoded with the energy of the Reiki symbols. For meditation, for relaxation, and for healing, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reiki Chants, as beautiful as it is healing.
You're listening to CHSR, Real Radio, on the web.
Greetings all, this is Jonathan Goldman here on May 9th, 2007 at HealthyLife.net Radio on the Healing Sounds show with my good friend, Stephen Halpern. And before our break, we were just listening to an excerpt from Chakra Suite. We were actually listening to the very first chakra, which is the root or the base chakra. And Stephen, what can you tell us about that that recording? What would you like to share with us about who, what, where, when, and how?
All right. Well, there's a couple things that are significant about what we heard. Number one, there's no basic beat. There's no basic rhythm to that music. It is based more on the rhythm and flow of a deep breath. There are no chord changes. The composition is not melodic based. In other words, when people hear melodies, they unconsciously project into the future what's going to happen next. For instance, if I sing a scale, the do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, most people are holding their breath waiting for the final do.
Mm-hmm.
I get away from that by tapping into some of the precepts of ancient Chinese and Japanese music that is more based on modes, and it's based on a non-predictive aspect, but is more about being in the now, in the present moment, rather than the future. So my composition and what I was doing with the compositional context was not setting people up to always have to project into the future, because relaxation and healing only happens in the present moment. So that's what my music was sounding like. But I'll tell you, in a private meditation group that I was one of the founding members of, when Dr. J.J. Hertag was first coming into the public in 1973, someone I met through my own research project.
He's Enoch J.J. Hertag, for those folks who don't know.
He's best known, I guess, now as the author of, or the scribe of, The Keys of Enoch, and has done some incredible work in bringing through spiritual truths and scientific breakthroughs, and has been working with sacred names and divine codes and ancient archaeology for, I guess now over 35 years or so. Well, it was in that group that I was in, that basically I got the inspiration to combine my free-floating ambient compositions with a tonal resonance that focused on each chakra in an ascending sequence, so that instead of there being a chorus and a verse and a chorus, I took the sound of the instrument that I heard in my head in that meditation, which had recently been invented and come onto the market, invented by a man named Harold Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S, and I sold my guitar and sold my trumpet, got one of these instruments, and started working with it and playing music where the tone was a thing, but the tone then based in a non-manipulative compositional format. The name of my first album was actually Chakra Suite, but the stores wouldn't take it because they didn't know what chakras were, and people didn't know what chakras were. So I had to rename it, and with Hertech, it was first the Electromagnetic Spectrum Suite, because I was combining color and sound and chakras. And by the way, there is a very ancient correlation between the use of sound and the stimulation of chakras. Each chakra, the special sacred energy centers, the neurohormonal transducers that we have that relate to our endocrine system and are part of the spiritual anatomy, have been known for thousands of years to relate to tones and colors and psychological archetypes. I know you have many different systems listed in your book. I think it's the Tower of Sound. And there are, indeed, different aspects on at least one level of reality. Many of the systems agree, and that was the system that I was working with this ascending sequence and relating to the earth resonance, starting at the base of the spine and working my way on up. Well, in this context, just about everybody who heard the music had an experience of balance, of harmony. When we checked it out with biofeedback, we found that incredible changes in coherence and brainwave states were happening within virtually seconds. And when this was confirmed with research, my research associate said, you need to get this out to the public. And that's when I changed from being a graduate student to being a an independent record label with basically no money, no advertising department, no promotion department, and basically had to learn all the aspects about business to support the breakthrough that the music was doing. Now, 25 years later, people know what chakras are. The Electromagnetic Spectrum Suite, or the Spectrum Suite, which became the smaller name of the album, which had served it very well in the beginning, no longer communicated the fact that it was about chakras, now that people knew what chakras. So I changed the title. I was guided to change the title. I was introduced to this new keyboard that added the harmonics that we just heard.
Mm-hmm.
And then actually, to my surprise, on the 30th anniversary, in 2005, I was in the studio working on my album Tonal Alchemy.
Mm-hmm.
I was basically shifted into an altered state and received guidance that I needed to change the sequence of the re-released Chakra Suite and put the original solo electric piano at the beginning and make some other changes, bring in a couple other songs, put together a couple other tracks. And that is now, in fact, the version you have is the 29th anniversary. The current one that's out in the world is what we call the 30th and final anniversary edition. And it is the most luminous and three-dimensional aspect because I took the original recording, but with some of the new sonic software and high-def sound, able to expand the sound field even more. And what I noticed as I listen, it got me even more levitated and transmitted even more healing energy. And that was the basis of the change in graphics, the change in title, and the change in reality, because people told me it needs to be called what it is, and one of the other things we learn as musicians is to pay attention to what people tell us when they experience the music.
Mm-hmm.
And that interactivity is an important part. And that's what we hear now on the Chakra Suite. You'll hear it on the old cassettes, on the old LPs, but the best, most silent, most brilliant and luminous version of it is the current version. That's part of the 30th anniversary. And the sticker says 30th anniversary, so when you find it in stores...
Gosh, I might have the 29th anniversary.
Well, I'm going to get you to 30th this weekend.
Okay, well, that will be very, very good. And when we come back, we're going to hear a little excerpt from... one of Stephen's, we'll go out even now. We have about 10 seconds probably as this is going out, but this is just a little excerpt from the Sacred Chord, and we'll be hearing this. And this is a monochord played by Fabien Marmont, coupled with Stephen's playing, which is probably going to come in any minute. And you are listening to The Healing Sound Show with Jonathan Goldman and my special guest, Stephen Halpern.
Healing Sounds Intensive, a unique, once-a-year, 9-day training with Jonathan Goldman in Loveland, Colorado. Learn how to use sound for healing and experience new dimensions of consciousness. For more information, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. The Healing Sounds Intensive. Your life will never be the same.
Gingivitis, gum disease, words you don't want in your mouth. But according to the American Dental Association, 3 out of every 4 adults will develop gum disease. Now there's an all-natural way to fight back. Introducing the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies. Developed by a dentist and clinically tested by a leading university, the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies daily oral rinse and toothpaste was proven to kill the germs that cause gum disease better than the leading brands. Regular use was proven to reduce gingivitis and bleeding gums. The Natural Dentist contains herbs like echinacea and aloe vera and has no alcohol or sugar or harsh chemicals. The Natural Dentist is guaranteed to work or your money back. You can find the Natural Dentist at most drug and health stores, including Trader Joe's, Save-On, Walgreens, and Long's Drug Stores, as well as most health stores, including Whole Foods Markets and Wild Oats. Call 800-615-6895 or visit www.thenaturaldentist.com for more info.
Experience a new level of tranquility with Ultimate Om by Jonathan Goldman. Voted one of the top 20 must-have New Age music albums, this amazing CD will create an atmosphere of calmness and balance like you've never experienced. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Ultimate Om for deep inner peace. From sound healing pioneer Jonathan Goldman comes the international bestseller Healing Sounds. Learn how you can use sound and music for healing and self-transformation. The book is easy to understand with many helpful exercises that you can use yourself. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reading Healing Sounds will change your life.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Radio show with Jonathan Goldman and my special guest, Stephen Halpern. We heard probably about 30 seconds of the an album called The Sacred Chord that Stephen did with renowned sound healer Fabien Marmon. Fabien is quite an interesting fellow. He's French, which makes him even more interesting, and he's done some wonderful work showing how different sounds affect our cells and how different sounds can actually be used to, if you like, dissolve unwanted cells. And that's a whole another conversation with my friend Stephen Halpern, who is a truly learned being on the uses of sound and music for healing. But, you know, being the host today, I get to ask him questions that I normally, as a good friend of mine, but that I don't normally ask him. So my first question, Stephen, still there?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Before you play, do you do any sort of special invocation, or what do you do to get yourself in that place where you can be a conduit for sacred sound? Because there is no question that you are a conduit for sacred sound when you play music. I've seen you perform, and you can hear it on your stuff. What do you do?
Well, I do two things. Number one, the most important general thing is I need to get myself in a balanced place, so I'm tapping into a place of peace. So I meditate and do a little yoga. Typically, I get out in nature, even if it's sitting under the tree in my backyard, or before a lot of big sessions, I will sit by a lake for an hour, and that's the general aspect. When I'm in the studio, I do several things. Because I rent time in a professional studio, I make an appointment. Now, when I make an appointment, I make an appointment not just for myself, but for the unseen band and my team of co-creative artists who are not in the physical plane. And I don't talk about that a lot, but there've been in just about every one of my recording sessions some magic moments where even the engineer sees the room fill with light. Now, as I begin to play, I do an affirmation, an invocation that I reference as being the musician's prayer that I read as part of one of the things that Edgar Cayce brought through in one of his readings. And the basic aspect of that is I set my intention to bring through, and I ask for guidance and help and align to the powers of light and love, the energies of light and love, to bring through music that will serve the highest and best in those who listen, that the music will be a source of peace for the individual, assisting them in experiencing inner peace and radiating that peace out onto the planet. And that's what goes on before all of my recordings. And then I just turn it over and play from that place.
Nice.
See, one of the great things about being a jazz based composer is there's a lot of improvisation. And because a lot of my music is improvised, nobody, including me, knows what's going to happen. And that relieves me of a lot of the stress that a lot of other people have to deal with. For instance, if they're playing classical music, if they're playing a piece of composition by Mozart or Bach, everyone knows what every note should be. And if you hit a wrong note, well, they're going to be upset. And most musicians feel a lot of stress when they're playing the music of the dead classical masters. I don't have to deal with that. And as we know in recordings, if one plays a wrong note, you can erase it. So I play from a stress-free, peaceful place, and that frees me up to focus on allowing the music to flow through me rather than showing people what a great musician I am or trying to impress them with fancy fingerwork.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you for a second just because this brings into our conversation the concept of intention.
And oh, yes.
I would like to cover that on the next go-round, but I have in front of me queued up this wonderful recording from something that you did with Georgia Kelly called Ancient Echoes.
1978, yes.
Yeah, can you give us a 30-second, so we can listen to a little bit, 30-second thing of, you know which cut I'm going to be doing,
yes.
The first one.
When I was first doing my music, I was told about a wonderful harpist, and since harp is a wonderful instrument, I always wanted to record with a harp. I don't play it. So we got together after a year or two. On the full moon of June, we were doing some harp piano duets, and at the end of the evening, as I was saying goodnight, a chant started coming through my mouth, which totally surprised me, because that had never happened, surprised everyone else. And I looked at George and said, we're not finished. Let's go back in the studio, give me an ostinato in D. And there we went, and this chant came out, and that's what we hear. And I was seeing myself back in ancient Egypt, and that's what a lot of other people have seen, and that was the genesis of Ancient Echoes.
Okay, well, here we go, and hope we have a couple of seconds.
Pregnant or have small children? Or do you just want to reduce stress? Dolphin Dreams has the sounds of ocean, heartbeats, choral voices, and dolphins. Vogue magazine said of this very special CD, reduce stress without Valium. Try it for yourself, your friends, or your children. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764 for Dolphin Dreams.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
From an ancient sound tradition comes Reiki Chants, the award-winning new CD from Jonathan Goldman, encoded with the energy of the Reiki symbols. For meditation, for relaxation, and for healing, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reiki Chants, as beautiful as it is healing.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Hello again. You are with Jonathan Goldman and his good friend and guest today, Stephen Halpern, on the Healing Sounds show here at HealthyLife.net. Radio, which of course is an internet radio show. And we were just listening before to a brief segment that Stephen did with a wonderful harpist by the name of Georgia Kelly on Ancient Echoes, and Stephen was chanting these vowel sounds. And as our, we were talking about Edgar Cayce before, and Edgar Cayce talked about the various ancient priests in Egypt having knowledge of the different vowel sounds to resonate the chakras, and that's a whole other conversation. But, Stephen, I wanted to turn the conversation that we have left for this portion of the show a little bit toward the power of intentionality and stuff like that. You were talking about that, and so without further ado, go, my friend.
All right. Well, the intention, as I mentioned, with Ancient Echoes, in fact, on the liner notes, we included a quote from Hazrat Inayat Khan, which was, if memory serves, in ancient times, music was a means of knowing God. Nowadays, because so much music is just about entertainment, it's a means of forgetting God. Right. And our intention, then, was to help remind people to reestablish through the music, even if they didn't read the liner notes, if you listen to this music, it would stimulate what maybe Greg Braden talks about as the God gene, or it would help the entire vibrational resonance and coherence of the listener shift gears, because we know now that we are genetically programmed to resonate at certain frequencies that tap into more cosmic awareness than others. It's why we feel so good when we get out in nature. We align to the earth resonance, with which then aligns to more cosmic resonances. And if the intention is through music to bring people into that state, well, this brings up two very important points. Number one, that's the general intention, but number two, the question might be asked, well, is it the music, or is it the fact that once you get, or the music gets you into the state where natural selection and natural resonance takes over? And I say, well, it's both, and I come from New York, and the basic thing that I'm interested in is, does the music get me there quickly? Is it good? Does it work? Do I like it? Can I listen to it? I don't care on one level what the theories are. I want to know, does it work? And if it works, I'm interested. If it doesn't, it's a waste of time. And what I started noting for myself, starting back in 1969, is I was instantly transported into a place of peace, and it changed my perspective on playing music to impress people, to show them what a great trumpet player or guitar player I was, into orchestrating an experience of inner peace for them that would open them up to their own spirituality. And that's been the bottom line in my intentionality underlying my work, to create experiences of peace, and in so doing, to awaken people if they haven't experienced it, and to support those who are on that path to have more peace. I believe we can always, there's always room for more peace and more healing in our lives. I'm a very inclusive guy. The older I get, the more inclusive and open I am to have people find that which works for them. And anybody else's rules or laws are only so good as far as they work for an individual.
Yes, that's right. And that's so important for us to realize because, you know, X, Y, or Z may say, well, this is, you know, what works for me, but ultimately if you try it and it doesn't work for you, then it is not a real and true experience.
Indeed, and the correlate of that is that people really need to, you know, to tune in and to pay attention to what's going on. When I started doing my research, Jonathan, the second most amazing thing that we found, and the first was the difference between the music that we heard on Chakra Suite, which I compared as part of my research study to the most relaxing music that classical music had to offer as verified by studies by music therapists.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, I took the best music therapy had to offer, and my music blew it out of the water. I mean, mm-hmm. It was a factor of 10. It was dramatic. The biofeedback changes were astounding. And I assumed that music therapists would all be thrilled about that. And what I found out is I was goring some sacred cows, and some of them were thrilled and many weren't. But the other thing that was so amazing is that because we had biofeedback, we could check to see whether people were really getting relaxed to the classical music and to mine. And many people would tell us that, oh, this piece by Liszt or this piece by Mozart really made them relaxed, when all the biological markers of their body measured through biofeedback said these people are in arousal. They don't even know what relaxation feels like. And that was the huge breakthrough that most people have had no training in identifying what relaxation is.
Hey, Stephen, you know, we're going to take a break, and then I'm going to basically just announce our next show. So I just want to thank Stephen Halpern so much, and we'll, for the brief time that we have before our commercial, let's hear a little bit more of the Sacred Chord. Stephen, you've been great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Try the Tantra of Sound Harmonizer by Andy and Jonathan Goldman for a new sound experience. This is the first CD that will simultaneously balance your brain waves and your chakras, enhancing health and harmony within and without. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. The Harmonizer will harmonize you.
Our national parks have always been there for us, standing as silent reminders of who we are and what it means to be an American. They are full of history, of memories, of majesty. But now these great American treasures need our help. I'm Richard Dreyfuss, asking you to help preserve America's national parks. Visit AmericansForNationalParks.org today, because there's just too much to lose.
This is a public service announcement from Americans for National Parks and this radio station.
The Healing Sounds Intensive, a unique, once-a-year, 9-day training with Jonathan Goldman in Loveland, Colorado. Learn how to use sound for healing and experience new dimensions of consciousness. For more information, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. The Healing Sounds Intensive. Your life will never be the same.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Hi, so this is Jonathan Goldman. We're concluding the fabulous Healing Sounds radio show now. My guest for today has been Stephen Halpern. For those of you who want to get in touch with Stephen and view his great website, it's www.stephenhalpern.com. That's Stephen with a V, StephenHalpern.com. This is Jonathan Goldman, and please join me next month. It is going to be June 13th, the second Wednesday of the month, when my guest is going to be Don Campbell, and we're going to be talking about a few different things, including the University of Colorado's Music and Health Conference that'll be coming up. So we're my good friend Stephen Halpern has agreed to come back for another show or two or three, because we have some real nice resonance on the air, and there's always many, many interesting things to share with you. So thank you so much for tuning in to, with, and from us for the Healing Sounds radio show. Keep just wonderful sacred sound in your life, and it will just, you know, really, really assist you on a day-to-day basis, put you closer to the divine. And once again, visit Stephen's website, www.stephenhalpern.com, and if you want to visit mine, I always forget to give it out, that's www.healingsounds.com. Healing Sounds with an S at the end, .com. You could also get there by going to www.jonathangoldman.com, but too many people misspell that, so we don't do it. Anyway, do join us again on June 13th, when our guest will be Don Campbell. And if you can, get some of Stephen Halpern's music if you already don't have it. I don't want to say it's a must to have some of his music, but I'd highly suggest it for everyone out there. Well, I'm going to send many blessings of light and love through sound, and see you later.